5. Describe the ways to select the set of simple effects to test an interaction research hypothesis within a two-factor design. The reason for this question is to remind you that we're facing an extrapolation of an earlier truth, which is if you pick the wrong statistic, nothing else you do works out well. Now what we're talking about is having to pick the right set of simple effects out of two to describe an interaction pattern. You want to make sure that you and your portrayal of the data and your analysis of the data and your reader are all thinking about the interaction in the same way. So there's three basic ways to decide which set of simple effects to use. The simplest and the preferable is when the research hypothesis is explicit. When I say that there's going to be a larger toy effect for 5-year-olds than for 10-year-olds. That's explicit. I've told you that I'm now looking at the toy effect for each age. And that sort of explicit research hypothesis is always the best. The second situation is when one of the independent variables in the factorial design is an old IV that has been used in previous research, and the second IV is a new IV that's just been introduced in this research into this factorial design. When you have that situation, we're going to use the simple effect of the old variable at each condition of the new variable. Likely, one of those simple effects will be a test of replication of the earlier research. One of those simple effects will be a test of generalization of that original effect. The third, which is really common because it happens when you have the most common interaction pattern, is when the main effect and the interaction effect are sort of bundled together into a single hypothesis. You'll remember that the most common interaction pattern in behavioral sciences is effects in the same direction of different size. And when the simple effects are in the same direction of different size, then the main effect is also going to be in that same direction, and you tend to get a bundling of the main effect and the interaction hypotheses. So let's say that I expected something like this. Then I might say 10-year-olds are more violent than 5-year-olds, and this effect is bigger with a toy than with a gun. The first part of that statement is a main effect hypothesis. The second part of the statement is an interaction hypothesis. And like I say, we looked at hundreds of research articles with factorial designs, and it pretty much comes down to those three. An explicit statement that bundles main effects and interactions because of the pattern of the interaction, and times when you're supposed to know because one of these variables is an old variable and we're going to test first its replication, then its generalizability. The other variable is a new variable, which is the broadening or contextual variable.